Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
RAF Typhoon jets intercepted Russian bombers flying north of Scotland in the early hours of this morning, according to the UK government. The Typhoon fighters were scrambled to intercept two Russian long-range maritime patrol bombers as they flew near the Shetland Islands within NATO's Northern Air Policing Area. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Patrick Bury, Senior Lecturer in Security at the University of Bath. Patrick, the UK's quick reaction alert jets were launched from RAF Lossiemouth, located in northeast Scotland. Is that an important airbase for the UK?
Yeah, it's one of the two bases which are the home to quick reaction forces that the UK use. And it holds about four squadrons of Eurofighter Typhoon jets. So they can vary in size from about 12 to 24 aircraft. They're usually about 16 or 18. They're responsible for basically interdicting any air threats at all, basically, in the northeast. And often sort of handed over their warned of threats, which come from Norwegian airspace too, which would track these Russian Tu-142 Bear aircraft. They're basically like quite slow moving, but can stay on station for a long time, big strategic bomber type aircraft.
The jets that monitored the Russian bombers as they passed the north of the Shetland Islands, how common is this type of event?
It's increasingly common, and the thing to point out is it's been going on for years. There's a couple of things changing, I think. The first one is that the UK is becoming more open about how often it's happening and publicising it when it does. I was in the military before, and these things would happen and it wouldn't be publicised because of the political ramifications. But now that the UK and Russia are basically so far apart after Ukraine, I think it's much easier and has been even in the build-up to Ukraine for the British to call this out. Nevertheless, it's important to have some balance because, you know, NATO flies into international airspace very close to Russian's own airspace, and it's a bit of a game of cat and mouse. They fly close, they test each other's response, they see if they're going to turn on their military radars, and therefore they can attract their capabilities, etc. They're all trying to collect as much as they can.
It feels very as if we're almost back to the Cold War. Can you talk to me about what happens when these Russian jets, the BRRs, enter the airspace that are controlled by the UK? Are they a danger to other aircraft? Presumably they're not talking to air traffic control or letting people know where they are.
No, that's exactly right. So obviously they take off from their base, and some of these aircraft, the maritime variants, patrol from near St. Petersburg. That's where they take off. As I said, the Norwegians will usually cotton on first and alert the NATO and the rest of the British. And then they track it as it comes down. The QRAs, the Eurofighters, can move at 2,500 kilometres an hour when they turn on their boosters. So, and the BRRs are moving at about 900 max and even kilometres, and even a good bit less than that when they're cruising. So essentially those BRRs, the ones that were sent out, have got a couple of roles: the maritime reconnaissance, they're trying to see what's in the North Atlantic in terms of anti-submarine capabilities, picking up if there's any NATO submarines out there. But they also, the one they have, and this is the one that could be the more of the danger to civilian aircraft, is one of them has this big long essentially radio wire that it dangles behind it as it flies. And that, of course, if the Russians were to go over civilian areas, in terms of civilian flight areas, that would cause a problem. But usually they don't, usually it's this sort of monitoring that the Typhoons meet them, stay close to them. Obviously, the Typhoons don't have the length of time to stay on station. They're burning fuel much faster, so they have to be resupplied, refueled in the air, which happened, I think, this morning.
The speed at which they travel, I think, 2,500 kilometres an hour. So if, you say this is happening with more regularity, and perhaps what is changing is the fact that the authorities are choosing to publicise it. If it happens all of the time, is this sort of part of the management of people's expectations? I mean, do they not, as you say, fly close to or perhaps even into each other's, or do they just say, actually, it's international airspace? Is some of it just,
Yeah, so it's a very different. So international airspace and the dividing line is generally, as far as I understand, 12 miles from your territory. So 12 miles out, it's the same for territorial waters. If you come in that, you get a completely different response. And so you're therefore, you know, if you fly a military aircraft into that and haven't turned on your transponder, made any maydays, then the RAF would be in the position to potentially shoot that down. So the Russians wouldn't be doing that. They stay out in international airspace, and it's this game of cat and mouse, essentially, and escorting. Well, the other thing to point out is that, you know, the Russians do this and they come very close to Irish territorial waters, you know, and Irish territorial airspace, of which, you know, in the past we haven't had the capability to monitor from a military perspective. I think that's being upgraded. And of course, you've had the secret agreement with the not-so-secret agreement with the RAF.
Yeah, and it is. It's very, very close to home, I think we can say, Patrick Bury, and fascinating as well. Patrick Bury, Senior Lecturer in Security at the University of Bath, thank you for giving us that update.